Start your day off the right way.
Are you kidding me?
Spoiler alert.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up
with Alice 97.3.
I got a couple things here for you. Digital detoxing is an interesting theory as we've all grown
attached to the hip, to all our stuff.
We are, like, I look at my phone habitually, and I'm not even nearly as addicted as many people I know. Lots of people are like, this thing.
Yeah, it's my everything.
Like, I'm kind of anti it, but do it, and then find myself doing it and going, what am I doing?
I know.
I am the worst.
Like, why do I bother to look at this?
But there's a lot of good stuff in there.
Yeah, there is.
I mean, I have Instagram. Mason sent me a thing about dads getting their daughters back for how they're trying to dress as they grow up. And so it's dads wearing half shirts and short shorts, but their big giant bellies are poking out. And the daughters are obviously beyond embarrassed as these videos are being made. Dad, oh my God, what are you doing? Meanwhile, that's how dad feels, seeing his daughter, his little girl, putting on butt shorts and crop tops.
Yeah.
You're 12. What are you doing?
Please stop doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So these are the kinds of things that I see and go, oh, that's fantastic. Like, back to digital detoxing, because I don't need that video.
It
was fun.
Sure. That's the thing, though. It's hard to tell what we need anymore, and I can't pay attention to anything long enough to decide if I need it or not.
And that's the reason for the digital detox. If your phone feels glued to your hand, you're not alone. One study found that, on average, Americans spend 5 hours and 16 minutes on their phones a day. 5 hours, 16 minutes a day.
Wow.
In your phone. Researchers track people who blocked internet access on their phone. They were, this is a new research study. The negative effects of all that screen time can be reversed. Researchers track people who had blocked internet access on their phone. They were allowed to call and text, but no scrolling of any kind. After only 2 weeks of this digital detox, everyone's attention spans improved big time. You can get that back.
Oh.
But you have to make it a point.
I'm surprised to hear that the turnaround was so quick.
They said the boost was similar to reversing 10 years of age-related decline.
Oh my God.
People also reported having less anxiety and feeling better overall, too.
It's been very freeing to really not be on Instagram anymore and to just say I'm not going to sit and scroll through that. And it's true, I miss you out on stuff. You guys will, but I feel like if it's something big, I'll end up seeing it.
The researchers say even a partial detox can help. So if you can't go 2 full weeks without some kind of access to do it, but even a few days seems to help repair or
like
fix.
Like take the weekend off from scrolling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But we do it whenever we don't have something going on. Like if you have a minute, you pick up your phone. There's not even like a minute of boredom in your life.
I think as great as all of this mental health prioritizing has been, it feels like more people have mental health problems now than ever. And I think part of it is young people go, you have anxiety? So do I. Hey, we're in it together.
Yeah.
And there, it becomes this thing where I feel like you got to fight that a little bit. You got to push back at it rather than be like, well, we're all in this mess together. Let's just relax and be anxious.
Well, I feel like the fighting back comes with, like, you know, just the fact that it gets talked about and it can be addressed and the stigma attached to psychotherapy or whatever isn't there the way it used to be.
Agreed.
I think people are encouraged and, oh, I saw this therapist and this helped, or I took this drug and this helped, or, you know, whatever the thing might be. Just the fact that people are talking about it, like it's no, everybody's dealing. And I think that that's, you feel like you are part of a community of people who are taking care of that part of their life.
I'm seeing a negative side to it, But I do agree with you that there's no doubt.
At least they're talking about
it. We want to have mental health be a priority. I just see this downside where there's, it feels like everyone is in.
Oh, and like comparing their diagnosis.
It's a thing I'm seeing. Maybe none of you out there are seeing this. It might be just my kid, but I'm seeing this like, okay, don't lean into it so much. I have anxiety, so I can't be in class right now. I've got to go to the office and have my mom come get me. What? Okay, we've got to, sometimes you can't just walk away. But that's just me, maybe. I don't know. I'm definitely dealing with it in a way it's bumming me out.
That's interesting, though, to use it as an excuse for something you don't want to do as opposed to necessarily being something that you can't,
and I don't know how this, like, we've got Bob on the show and she's definitely younger than the rest of us, but I don't know that had taken effect and you don't seem to have any anxiety.
Oh, no, I used to, and I didn't know for a long time what it was until I think I was at the end of college or getting out of college, people started talking about anxiety. And then I realized I'd been feeling it for my whole life. When I was in third grade, I had my mom take me to get all these tests, like a heart test, asthma test, because I was having these pains. And looking back, it was all anxiety. And I've definitely worked through it. I don't get anxious very often now because I just...
Did you take therapy? Are you on drugs?
I did a little bit of therapy, and I took Zoloft, a very low dose of Zoloft for about 6 months during the pandemic because my social anxiety... I've never had anxiety being around people and in social situations, but after COVID, I started to notice I was even anxious in the places where I'd felt the most comfortable. And so that's when I decided to go to a doctor about it. And she says it's my doctor said it was my brain, but I think the medicine really helped is that the scary thoughts will come. You will never be able to stop them, but you have to learn how to just let them pass, like clouds passing in the sky.
And a way to dismiss them.
And as far as your daughter goes, anxiety is really a synonym for fear. And you don't want fear to stop you from living your life. You don't want to not do fun, exciting things, or even things that suck and are hard because they're going to make you a better person. So
1,000%. You just nailed it. That's exactly the conversation.
Leave it to the kids.
But I will say, as a kid who didn't know I had bipolar, didn't know I had high anxiety, it was torturous sometimes to have to get forced to do something when I was just sick to my stomach and like really just like it was torture. You know, I wish there would have been a time when I could have said, I just can't do this right now because I'm going to throw up on everybody.
Oof.
Did you throw up on everybody?
Yeah, I threw up several times when I was a kid over stuff. Yeah.
They wish you would have not.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, everybody probably wish.
Well, okay, so maybe it does come packed with some new problems that we're looking at, is important.
Using social media that creates in a lot of people anxiety and a digital detox, which is why this all came up, might be a good start, a good place to start in terms of finding out what's my baseline.
Right.
One thing that really helped too, I think, is just getting older. And I don't know if this has helped Maddie, but like the perspective, things that feel like a huge deal, like a scary email from your boss or whatever it might be. It's like, is this going to matter in a month?
Yeah.
In 5 years? In a month? Even tomorrow, is this going to matter? If not, then don't. I cannot let myself stress out
about it. I still get sick
anymore.
To my stomach when I get an email from the bosses and they're like, we have a meeting. We don't talk to you in 2 days.
But you know it doesn't matter. You have that perspective.
But it is still my natural reaction is to think the worst and go over every terrible scenario in my head instead of going, oh, it's I got a meeting. Like, no big deal.
Where I get anxiety, and this is going to sound absurd because it's completely different than real life anxiety, I'm watching The Notebook, this movie that we're going to talk about on Bob's Movie Club tomorrow
morning.
Oh, I can't wait.
And there's a point where this lady arrives and she's about to knock on the door and I had to turn it off and walk away because I was like, what's going to happen? They finally are. Huh? There's a moment. And now someone's going to knock on the door and ruin everything. And so I left because I was all wound up and going, I can't watch. I just can't see it. I don't know what to do. And then I went back and they handled that so well in the movie. You know what I'm talking about?
No, yes. But that's okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Did that give you anxiety at all?
Yeah.
When that person pulls up?
Well, but I had seen it.
Oh, so you'd seen it already.
But I definitely was like, oh, what happens here?
Yeah, the tension in that moment for me was like, I'm going to pause and walk away. I got to walk away.
And that's the point. You know, you're supposed to
feel it.
Feel that way.
Feeling it.
They
you're not supposed to
right
feel
up.
That way going to math class.
Right.
Yeah.
Out.
Well, and whatever you're worried about today, like, tell me what you were worried about 1 week ago.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
Because you were worried about something. Like, we are, you know, worried needs to be, you think about what you can do to solve it, and then you move on with your life. You dismiss it.
Digital
detoxing.
What
can I do about that right now? I like that, Vinny.
Digital detoxing for 2 weeks can erase a decade of cognitive decline and maybe help you with your anxiety. So consider it.
Something. Oh my God, that's a great idea.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Wake up.
Yeah.
Alice 97.3.
All morning.